Trump administration hasn't quite gotten around to firming up its cybersecurity policy, but that's not because of lack of advice. One think tank has advised a reorganization of the Homeland Security Department to focus it more on cyber. For an assessment of that idea, we turn to someone who knows DHS from the inside. Mark Weatherford was the first Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity at DHS. He's also the Chief Cybersecurity Strategist at V-Armor. He joins me now in studio. Mark, good to have you on.
Hello, Tom. Good morning.
Now, I always thought that the National Programs and Protection Directorate was the place where cybersecurity resided. There's a cybersecurity division. And so isn't DHS originally organized for cybersecurity?
So is DHS originally? The answer is no. And I think if you look at the structure of the organization today, the Cybersecurity and Communications Directorate is within the National Programs and Protection Directorate, which has its the Undersecretary for NPPD is over CS&C.
So it's buried maybe a level two down.
Exactly right. It's buried down, and NPPD, I think most people would agree with me, is a collection of organizations that probably don't all belong together, and so I think that the greatest benefit of a reorganization discussion about cyber and DHS is to pull CS&C out from under MPPD and make it its own subdirectory under the secretary. That would give it the visibility not only within DHS but more broadly across the federal government. One of the challenges that I had, and I heard this a number of times when I was at DHS from private sector organizations, was we don't know who to call. Do we call DHS? Do we call DOD? Do we call NSA? Do we call the FBI? And I think, you know, with the positioning of CS&C within MPPD, it just created too much confusion about where in the world Waldo was.
Yes, this recommendation, we should say, is coming from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, which did a similar set of recommendations back in 2009. And at that point, they said that perhaps there should be a standalone cybersecurity agency, because you do have, as you mentioned, elements in FBI, throughout the defense and intelligence communities, and in Homeland Security. Should that be something? Is that too radical an idea to pull all of the elements out of all those places and put them into one cyber agency?
So I've advocated for something along those lines for a couple of years now. So, no, I don't think it's too radical of an idea. It may be too radical of an idea for the federal government today. But quite frankly, I'm not sure that I'm right on this, but the big challenge for the federal government today is that each agency has their own cybersecurity infrastructure. They have their own cybersecurity people, their own cybersecurity budgets, their own cybersecurity missions. And so what that lends is a real diffusion of responsibility in the federal government. And while DHS is by authority the cybersecurity agency for the civilian federal government, it's a pretty hard nut to crack when each of the agencies has their own rather independent organizations.
Because the element here of information sharing involves policy, in some cases law or policy, but yet you really have to, I guess, have a comfort level among people to be able to share information. So given the high level of cybersecurity at, say, NSA and at the FBI, could that burial of the cybersecurity components of DHS under the NPPD, could that maybe be an impediment to easy information sharing?
I don't think so. I think, you know, it's certainly gotten a lot better. Suzanne Spaulding has really done a good job over the last couple of years of creating an environment, I think, where people were more willing to share. And then certainly, you know, Phyllis Schneck has done an amazing job of bringing the federal agencies together. But it's still, You know, it's still human nature that when you own something, you don't always want to share it. And, you know, in the government, power is everything and knowledge is power.
We're speaking with Mark Weatherford. He's the former Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity at Homeland Security, and now he's the Chief Cybersecurity Strategist at VArmor. And looking at, aside from the CSIS recommendations, how would you change cybersecurity structure that would make DHS more effective and make cybersecurity better?
Well, I think just continuing what we were just discussing, I think one of the things that the Obama administration did, which I think was the right approach, was creating a very visible federal CIO and federal CISO roles. The problem with those is that they were more advisory than anything else. There were no organizational responsibilities. So, and there was certainly no budget authority. So it's very hard, you know, and not that the private sector CISO role is perfect, but when you're a CISO in a private organization, you have control over security for that organization. So like the federal CISO, I understand the role, I understand the rationale for doing it, but without really having any kind of a authority over federal agencies and how they're spending their money, how they're hiring their people, how they're complying with federal regulations, it's kind of an empty suit. You're in an advisory role, you're writing policy, which is important, but the big part of actually being a quote CISO unquote is missing in the role.
Because for Homeland Security, they did have the power of Congress behind them in having agencies use their Einstein system. And somehow that got done because Congress wanted it and the White House wanted it. So it sounds like that authority vested by Congress and including some budgetary authority, which gives you hiring authority, is what CISOs need.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, and Einstein is probably a good example, but if you look back, there was really a catalytic event. The OMB data breach is what, you know, caused the White House essentially to say, okay, everybody, let's get on board here. And the other program, I think, you know, and of course, it was my program and I started it and I still have fond hopes for it, is the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program. And, you know, that has great, great, great potential being run out of DHS and providing services and tools for all federal agencies. It's kind of mired in the bureaucracy of acquisition right now, which is, I think, one of the federal government's other huge problems. But I think if it will eventually get there, if they can keep from technology getting too far out in front of it.
Yes, because when you look at CDM and the continuous monitoring itself, the thing you hear agencies say is, well, there's so many tools, we have trouble managing our tools. So it seems like that idea of data gathering, which is what it is, and then analysis of the data, if you can do it for one agency and the tools are sufficient to do it for the data volume from one agency, there's sufficient software power nowadays to do it for the whole government in one central location.
There is, and that would be, that's the easy answer. The hard part about that is, again, to get everyone to participate and to share appropriately. And I think, you know, there's rationale for wanting to manage your own infrastructure because missions are different, but there has to be a sharing of that. So I don't think I would ever be an advocate to say DHS should be the end-all, be-all of federal government and be the one central monitoring point for every agency. But they certainly should have insight into the monitoring that's being done at every agency.
So some technological support, but also a lot of policy and, I don't know what you'd call it, backbone support.
Gravitas. Yeah, that, you know, that's the, I think DHS need, if the new administration can do nothing else, then say, okay, DHS is the cyber belly button for the civilian federal government, and everybody line up behind that, I think that would be a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, because just to make a parallel, when people sense that this is where you can go and get some real solid advice, a number of years ago, RSA got hacked. You probably recall that. The first phone call they made was to the NSA. So maybe DHS needs to be positioned as, who are we going to call? DHS.
Yeah, absolutely. And that same thing happened, you know, many, many times when I was at DHS. And, you know, we'd get a call from the FBI or from the NSA and say, hey, you know, we have this issue we're dealing with. And my first thought was, why did you get that call? You know, that's a DHS issue. So not that, again, this is, it's not easy, but the triumvirate of DHS, the FBI, and NSA is critically important. I mean, those three organizations definitely need to be in the loop with each other and sharing information together, because each of them adds their own piece of value.
Mark Weatherford is former Deputy Undersecretary for Cybersecurity at Homeland Security, now the Chief Cybersecurity Strategist at VArmor. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
You can find a link to the CSIS report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.